child. You better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. And what a very special and fantastic program we have in store for you today. All the bumper music used on today's program was performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. Many of you know him from his time he spent on NBC's The Voice, and Blind Joe will be a guest on today's program. Let's go ahead and turn up his music just a little bit.
The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland all around that Christmas tree.
That comes from his newest release, An Acoustic Country Christmas. That is available at blindjoe.bandcamp.com. He's also a guest on today's program. Blind Joe coming up in just a bit, talking about the music industry. Plus, Dr. Lauren C. Scott talks about climate change and how it's impacted industry. Kids in Capitalism stops by Treasure Island and talks about what actually happens to the gold and how do they make money off of it. And the owner of Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching, Eric Hatch. He explains how spending most of his childhood at the church has shaped the foundation for his current business. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with singer-songwriter Blind Joe.
Okay, so we got Blind Joe with us, singer-songwriter extraordinaire from Fargo, North Dakota. Went to The Voice on NBC. I was on Team Blake. First of all, who's Team Blake? Who's this Blake guy?
Blake, I don't know. He's just some random dude. They thought he was cool. They put him on TV. I'm not really sure. It's not like he sold millions of records and has billions of fans all across the world or anything. Shelton is his last name, I think.
Yeah. He's kind of a big deal in country music.
Yeah, maybe a little.
Explain to me your experience.
I hear he drinks too much, though. You ever watch his Twitter feed?
I heard you know he drinks too much. I'm just kidding. No, did you get to tell me about The Voice? What's going on there?
Oh, dude, it was great. We had a blast. You know, I can't believe it's already been a year since we've been on the show, but it was so much fun. Blake was such a cool guy, and he and I have that kind of perverse sense of humor. So we did our fair share of joking around, and everybody was so cool and so nice to us. And what I really enjoy about that show is that they really do want you to succeed, and they make it a really great. It's not about like the drama. You know, a lot of those reality shows, you see a lot of the drama and the stuff that really doesn't have anything to do with the show. But it's obviously it gets ratings, so they put it in. The Voice is not like that. They really do want people to succeed, and they want you to have fun. And we really did. It was nerve wracking, but it was a heck of a lot of fun.
Do you make any money out of the deal?
Yeah, yeah. You know, now, yes. It's nice. You know, there was a good. I started doing this professionally when I was probably 19 or 20, and I'm 34 now. You know, up until The Voice, times were tight, man. They always have.
Oh, I remember.
You know, and yeah. I mean, you saw my my shows playing to three people, and
I was one of the three.
Right?
Yes.
So yeah, it's definitely. I've definitely moved up a tax bracket, and it's great. And I think as long as I keep working it as hard as I am, and you know, rolling around the country just playing shows. I mean, as long as I can pull down, you know, enough money so that my wife and I have a roof over our head and food in our stomach, man. That's what it's all about. And I'm very fortunate, man. I'm fortunate that there are fans of country music out there that love what I'm doing enough to be able to allow me to make enough money to support my family, man. I'm really blessed.
Country music singer-songwriter Blind Joe. Oftentimes in the music industry or the media or pretty much anything that has to do with entertainment, and sports too, for that matter, because sports is entertainment. Yeah. It's a feast or famine industry.
Yeah.
And listen, Joe, you and I had nights at the Nasty Nester and things like that where I you and I both lived the feast or the famine days.
Yes.
Now, definitely. Does The Voice, it doesn't put you into the feast mode, I don't think.
No.
But it gives you an opportunity not to famine anymore.
What The Voice does is, yes, you're absolutely right when you say that. I love that analogy. What it does is it just like you said, gives you the opportunity to say, hey, okay, I can work with this, but you have to push it. You can't just get on The Voice and then it's not like you get on the show and then all of a sudden, oh, you're on The Voice, so you're going to be famous the rest of your life, period. You know, if you don't work it and you don't know the business and you don't really buckle down and do what you need to do to make sure that people, that you're in people's faces and that people know who you are, they're going to forget. I mean, we live in a very fast-paced society today where if you're not constantly putting yourself out there, people will forget about you in a second, especially with, you know, streaming media, streaming music, and all that stuff. I mean, not a lot of people are buying albums anymore. Nobody sits down and listens to a record. It's song by song nowadays. So
that's interesting because, you know, I interviewed Matthew Nelson of the Nelson Twins.
Yeah.
Matthew and Gunnar Nelson.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about the paradigm shift that happened in music about mm-hmm. when social media and the internet came out because people were bootlegging music. So
yes.
The old traditional ways of how many radio plays do you get and how many records do you sell, that went away.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
the song became a commercial
yes.
for your live events and your music.
Yeah.
Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely.
So describe that to where nowadays you have to make your money at the live events, don't you?
That's it. It's really all about touring, keeping on the road, and growing that fan base organically, and merchandise sales. You know, people will buy a CD, and you know, a majority of the time they'll take it home, they'll put it on their computer, slap it on their phone, and that'll be it. They'll never use the CD again. But that's the way that you have to grow the fan base, is just selling that merchandise and having them tell people. And now with social media, it's cool because they can get on Facebook and Twitter and tell all their friends, hey man, I saw this dude last night, he rocked it, I bought a CD, you got to check it out. And yeah, so I mean, you know, as far as record sales and the record industry, social media has been they kind of don't know what to do. They're kind of slowly adapting to this new model. But as far as independent musicians like me and a lot of other people that are touring, social media can work to our advantage. But you are definitely right when you say that's how you make money, is with the touring and with the live shows and with the merchandise and stuff like that.
You know, you certainly got to be creative because, you know, the nice thing about what you're doing is Blind Joe, you're a brand now.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
you can have canes one day, no offense.
Yeah, no, and we're looking into that actually, like keychains that are like canes, you know, keychains, that's what I want to call them. And so I'm looking into that right now. You know, we've got wristbands, we've got t-shirts, we've got, of course, the CDs, we got the new Christmas record out. You know, you want to have anything that you can have, any little thing that's just going to get you to that next town, to that next show, and make, you know, so you're fed and you got a place to stay, man. I mean, that's what it's all about.
To listen to the full-length interview with singer-songwriter Blind Joe, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
All the way home, I'll be as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
This week's Christmas music is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on the totally blind singer-songwriter Blind Joe, who was featured on NBC's hit show The Voice as part of Team Blake, or to purchase an acoustic country Christmas, visit his website, blindjoe.bandcamp.com. That's blindjoe.bandcamp.com.
All the way home, I'll be warm as you love me so. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.